This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worship. Ameen. I pray you had a fruitful first fast and ask Allah to bless all our fasts that remain during this month. Ameen. And accept all our worship during the day and during the evening. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. You know what? We learned so much today in the Tarawih. There were so many lessons. Subhanallah. And perhaps one ayah that stood out is the ayah where Allah says, وَلَن تَرْضَى أَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ, where Allah says that the people of the scripture, they'll never ever ever be pleased with you, never ever be accepting of you, never ever consider you as part of their circle until and unless you follow their way in completion, until and unless you follow their paradigms. You make their paradigms your paradigms. You make their values your values. You make their civilizations your civilization. You make their norms your norms. Until then, they'll never ever be accepting of you. And I think this stood out for me because it also has a relationship to the lesson we took last night about change for the sake of change is not actually change. Brothers and sisters in Islam, how many of us today do everything in our capacity to be different from the sunnah for the sake of trying to appease people of other cultures and other civilizations? All right, how many of us go out of our way to make their ways our way? We want to dress like them, we want to speak like them, we want to act like them, we want to have their hairstyles, right? We want to speak their lingo, we want to have, whatever's trending with them, we want it to trend with us, right? And we actually consider success and failure based on how much we can adopt or not from their mannerisms, values, and paradigms. You know, brothers and sisters in Islam, the beginning of misguidance starts when you become in awe of other ways, at the expense of being in awe of the sunnah, right? If you look at idol worship, it came to the Arabian Peninsula, when one of the inhabitants of the Arabian Peninsula went to these lands where they had amazing architecture and amazing trade, and they had what they considered a civilization. And this person was in awe of it, and he saw them worshipping these idols, and he decided that, you know what, let me take one of these idols back with us. Perhaps it will bring to us the civilization that I am in awe of here in this place, subhanallah. And as time went on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrives, and the same Quraysh, they say, are you telling us to leave that which our forefathers did? Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling them to leave the norm of their forefathers worshipping this idol, and also the norm of being in awe of other civilizations and other rules and regulations aside of the civilization and the rules and regulations of revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he sent with his messengers. You know, when Rabi'at ibn Amir stood in front of Rustam in this grand setting and this palatial, with this palatial ambience, and obviously before he gets into the palace, he's seeing the civilization of the people that he was amidst at the time. But subhanallah, he's not in awe of it. He's not going to be swerved. Why? Because he is in awe of the Sunnah civilization, the way of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Rustam turns to him and says, you know, what has brought you out of the desert? What has brought you in front of me? You've left the desert, you've come here, what do you want? Subhanallah. Because the civilizations at the time never considered the Arabs a civilization. They were a bunch of desert bandits in the middle of the desert that had nothing, and, you know, we have no interest in this place. So what has brought this group from this place to my palace? What do you want? Those Muslims that day never said, oh, we came to see your buildings and to see your wealth and your treasures and your idols and your economy. No, not at all. Not at all. He says, جئناكم, we've come to you, لنخرج العباد, to remove the ibad, to remove the worshippers, to remove the servants of Allah from worshipping the created to worshipping the creator of everything created. Yes, we've come to remove you from your oppressive policies and the policies of systems outside of the Quran and Sunnah, and bring you to the justice of Islam, the justice of the civilization and norms and ways and paradigms of the Quran and Sunnah. La ilaha illallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, action point for this evening. We need to ponder over ourselves. Are we a people that, you know, subconsciously, without realizing, we actually are doing things to fit in with other civilizations at the expense of the Sunnah? How do we dress? How do we speak? What are our values? What do we hold sacred to us? Right? What upsets us? What makes us happy? Right? And then look at those answers and see if you find them in the Sunnah. And if they're not in the Sunnah, then know and understand, you will find them somewhere else. And if that is the case, alhamdulillah, it's not too late. This is why Ramadan is here. Ramadan is here to help us come back. Ramadan is here to recalibrate us, alhamdulillah. So use Ramadan to fix this, to seek forgiveness from Allah, and to recalibrate the thoughts, to recalibrate the heart, to recalibrate the soul, right? To use the month in the best way possible for our success, because that is what this month has come. It's a gift from Allah to help us go to Jannah. And the way to Jannah is via the Sunnah. The Prophet, the scholars call the Sunnah Safinatun Najah. It is the ship of it is a savior. It is a ship that is a savior for those that are on it. The Sunnah, the better. Right? In English we say the sooner the better. Yes. The sooner you are upon the Sunnah, the better. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Please remember me and my family in your dua. Until next time, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum salih al-amal. Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.